I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hi, and welcome to the Dirtbag Baseball Talk Podcast here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Kirk and Nolan back with you as always, and hopefully you've had a dirty week out there. A lot of fun doing your baseball, whether you're playing, coaching, just being a parent and a spectator. You know what? Hopefully it's been a great week for you and everybody's healthy and just enjoying your season. So obviously for this show, we got a lot of highlights from the last week, as it seems with every week. So we'll be covering them with you, talking about them, digesting them a little bit. Then we'll be talking about the mindset, real good question that was sent into us multiple times from different people, and it's so important in your training development and how to get working with us on a more regular basis in the second segment. And then of course we'll be bringing it home with the curtain call questions in the final segment. So but before we get there, as always, you know, we want to give a big shout out and a thanks to our sponsors, Team Avenue Baseball and Your Credit Pulse. And don't forget that you can shop our Dirtbag hats, tees, the college playbook, and more at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. Get on over there, get your favorite swag, and start showing your Dirtbag pride for sure wherever you are in the world. So, and another thing, be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel, and you can find it at Dirtbag Baseball Talk to receive the notifications of all our upcoming videos. And this week we've got on our Tamari Story Harden story from Team Avenue Baseball, and you were asking for it, so we're going to bring it to you. We're going to get you on there and let you digest a little bit what he's doing, and it's a great one, so you definitely want to watch that one as well. So, and all, as always, please subscribe to us and follow us on Instagram and Facebook. You can find us at Dirtbag Baseball Nation, and that's where you can DM us or email us at kirk@dirtbagbaseballnation.com with any questions you have about training. You need help developing an impenetrable mindset, interested in having us come on and do a guest speaking engagement, have a product you would like to talk about or review, or you just want to be maybe a sponsor with us here on Dirtbag Baseball Talk. That's where you can get in touch with us. That's the quickest way to get in touch with us for sure. So again, we'll be right back after the break. So until we get there, make sure you settle in. However you like listening to us, wherever you like listening to us, we're just happy you're with us, and keep spreading the message, and we love it. We love the support, and that's what it's all about. So, but as I said, we got a lot to talk about, so we're going to be right back here after the break, and we'll be getting going with it, and we'll be talking all about the latest week's highlights. So settle in, enjoy the show, and we're going to get after it right after the break.
Do you have no credit or bad credit? Well, now it's no problem with YourCreditPulse.com. Our experts have the comprehensive knowledge to help you aggressively navigate and remove any irregularities from your credit report. YourCreditPulse.com is the solution you've been looking for, from buying a house or a car or securing your next personal or small business loan. All you have to do to get started with a confidential and free consultation is go to our website at YourCreditPulse.com now. So get in the good credit game at YourCreditPulse.com.
At Progressive, you can get 24/7 protection, even if you break the space-time continuum.
Wait, every time you wake up is the same day? That's terrible.
Yeah, don't worry, I call Progressive. Their 24/7 protection still works even if my day does last forever.
Yeah, but don't you want it to end?
Are you kidding? I win the lottery whenever I want and never regret anything. It's the best.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Progressive offers more than a great price when you bundle home and auto. We offer round-the-clock protection, which literally means anytime. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and third-party insurers, and subject to policy terms. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Have you ever wished the student-athlete in your family could play baseball against teams in the Caribbean? Well, now they can set sail and do just that with Team Avenue Baseball on one of its iconic Caribbean cruise camps. That's right. If they love baseball and want an experience they'll never forget, then you need to call 559-321-6701 or visit teamavenuebaseball.com right now. Founded by former pro ball players, teamavenuebaseball.com will lead to the baseball adventure of a lifetime. Call 559-321-6701 now.
Gentlemen, you can easily find the best brands and fits for you without even trying. Just follow these simple instructions. Step 1. Shop somewhere that does all the work for you by customizing a selection for your taste and body. Step 2. Level up your closet with the best brands and fits with little or no effort. Not trying has never looked so good. Stitch Fix. We're so you.
And now today's Steel Lawn Care Tip of the Day. One lawn weed can quickly turn to more. Even freshly planted lawns usually inherit weeds and weed seeds. When planting new grass seed, avoid pre-emergent weed controls, such as crabgrass preventers and combination weed and feed fertilizers. These products are designed to keep weed seeds from germinating, but they can work against grass seed in the same way. Target tough weeds with effective spot treatments. And now a word from Steel Outdoor Power Equipment.
Why? Just think about it. Why is the number one selling brand of chainsaws not sold at Lowe's or the Home Depot? We can give you over 10,000 reasons. That's how many authorized local steel dealers you can find across the country. Visit one and you'll find a range of dependable gas and battery-powered tools, from trimmers to blowers. And you'll find service from experienced professionals. Real Steel. Find yours at steelusa.com. Lowe's and Home Depot are trademarks of their respective companies.
Hey, welcome back, Dirtbags. And like I said before the break, we got a lot to talk about. So, Nolan, hey, run away with it, big man.
So last week we touched on it a little bit. Yadi and Waino, they tied the record for most wins as a combined starting duo. This week they managed to pass it. Win number 203. Shout out to those guys. Obviously we did it last week too, so just giving them their credit for actually passing the record. Albert Pujols, going to go into the Hall of Fame with the highest ERA in MLB history. One inning pitch, four earned runs against, 36 ERA.
Gotta love it though, man. That was a lot of fun to watch, whether you... I don't care what, where you're at. Said, you know what? That was fun.
Said it was a dream come true. Ollie Marmol, I guess, went up and down the bench asking the guys, okay, who wants to, or if anybody wanted to pitch type of deal, because it was a blowout at that point. I think it was 15-2 still. And so Albert Pujols just said, yeah, me. Like, first one to offer. And he was kind of like, are you serious? Albert was like, yep, absolutely. So Pujols said after the game, yeah, it was a dream come true for him. Obviously, yeah, it's one of those things on a Sunday night baseball game where you're not expecting Albert Pujols to pitch, but he ends up pitching. So, I mean, you get your money's worth.
Hey, we've said it before, right? You never know what's going to happen in every game this season, it feels like. So you got to be in front of a TV watching.
Then we got the Cincinnati Reds throwing a no-hitter and losing the game. You heard that right. Playing the Pittsburgh Pirates. Hunter Green, 7 1/3, 5 walks, 9 Ks. Reliever comes in, walks the first batter, gets what could have been a tailor-made double play. Second baseman wasn't sure whether to go to second or whether to go home with the ball, kind of indecision. All of a sudden, batter beats out the ground ball. I can't even remember who was hitting during the time. Beats out the ground ball, 1-0 ball game, goes to the 9th inning. Bednar comes in. I mean, Bednar, that guy is lights out, the Pittsburgh closer. Unfortunately, he's playing for the wrong team, so he's not going to get a lot of save opportunities. But my goodness, 98 with a, what is it, like a 78-mile-an-hour curveball?
Yeah, he's just a big old...
Oh, horse.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, he's a big old country boy, no question about it. And it was Ke'Bryan Hayes, actually, that knocked in the run. So, yeah, I mean, how do you know? I mean, what would they say? That's the 6th time in Major League history that team's been shut out and ended up, no hit and ended up winning the game. So... You know, again, another example of who the hell knows what you're gonna get when you go to the ballpark.
On the other end of the spectrum, we got Reed Detmers, rookie, his 11th career start or something like that, throws a no hitter.
Yep,
he gets the win though because he's playing for the Angels and they can actually put up a couple of runs in a game.
Yep. Fantastic. Watch him do that. Absolutely. It was 11th start. No. Beautiful.
Sticking with the Angels. We got Shohei Ohtani becoming the third Japanese player in MLB history with 100 home runs, 13 behind Ichiro Suzuki and 71 behind Hideki Matsui. I mean, let's be honest, he's going to retire with the most home runs easily at the pace that he's on right now, because his swing is just second to none right now. Like, his ability to keep his hands inside of the ball, drive it to all parts of the park, the guy's easily going to have 250, 300 home runs by the time it's all said and done.
Absolutely, right? He's one of those big hitters that is starting to settle in the second month of the season. And, you know, we'll talk about Bryce later on or whatever and stuff. But you know what? Those big hitters, they got that ability to, they know their swing, right, at the end of the day. And once they get it locked in, they can keep it there for a long time. So let it run, big boy.
Then we get Wilson Contreras also hitting his 100th career home run. Leads off the game, comes around again in the first inning and hits a grand slam. What a... He's one of those catchers, man. He's, I don't know, he's funny. He's better than Gary Sanchez because he can play a little bit better defensively, but I wouldn't say he's a catcher too much longer still. Like, he doesn't really strike me as that good defensively, but I mean, offensively, obviously the guy, he's going to get his opportunities no matter what.
Yeah, I mean, hey, he's running with the Chicago Cubs right now, right? He's keeping them there. Do they trade him? I don't know if they trade him or whatever. And that, it sure looks like they don't want to trade him. But the way he's swinging it right now and playing for them, he's one of those guys right now at this point in the season that, you know, the Yankees need a catcher. Hey, you go looking at the Chicago Cubs, I think, and they've made some big trades with the Cubs in the past. So keep an eye on that. Keep an eye on that, Dirtbags, and see what unfolds over the next month.
An interesting one that I heard thrown out this week. Xander Bogaerts to the Cardinals for Nolan Gorman. I don't know how to feel about that one. I heard it, and I kind of got taken aback by it because obviously the Cardinals need a shortstop. They just demoted Paul DeJong. But giving up Nolan Gorman, who's leading the minors for home runs, he's got 14, plays second base, he's hitting about 300. Obviously the strikeouts are incredibly high because that's his profile, high strikeout, high home run guy. But I mean, Xander Bogaerts, he's a guy that's on a $20 million contract. He already said he's going to opt out after the year. Probably going to ask for between $25 and $30 million, even though his defense is subpar. As the Cardinals, that's their MO, is defense and pitching. He's not fitting in there too much defensively. Offensively, obviously, he'd be a huge boost to the shortstop position and allows Tommy Edman just to stay at second. But, sorry, you just got talking about the trade with Contreras. So that got me thinking as well, because that one got thrown out there with how slow of a start Boston's had.
Absolutely. I cannot see the St. Louis Cardinals doing that trade unless they've got Bogart signed long term. I just can't. Nolan Gorman's a player. It's as simple as that. To me, I just can't see the Cardinals doing it. It doesn't. Yes, they pull those big trades, but you know what? Like I said, unless they've got him signed long term, there's no way they're giving up Nolan Gorman.
Yeah, I just can't see it either. But sticking with prospects as well, we got former Mets top pitching draft pick of the past year, Kumar Rocker, signing with the Independent League. I mean, obviously everybody knows the story. 10th overall pick. Guy's throwing, what, high 90s easily. Nasty slider. Good changeup. He's going to be a major league pitcher one day. It's only a matter of time, I'd imagine. Obviously draft concerns with his elbow and everything like that. So he doesn't end up signing his $6 million contract with the New York Mets. And he gets picked up by the Tri-City Valley Cats is the name of the team. So if you're in the Tri-City area, which I'm not quite sure where that is, to be honest with you, you get a chance to go out there and see obviously a number one prospect and a number one possible draft pick coming up in this year's draft.
Yeah. We know the stories on it. We know as much information as they've given us, but there's still so much uncertainty out there for me personally on that one. You know what? Great for him. As far as playing baseball, he's still playing baseball, so good for Kumar. And hopefully there's a journey for him to take and a good path at the end of the day. That's all I can say. So one quick shout out that I want to give to Nolan is Christian Yelich, also becoming the fifth member of the third cycle club in a career. He's hit every cycle again against those unfortunate Cincinnati Reds. All three cycles have come across him. What was it? Last Friday night, I think it was. He hit the third cycle. So big shout out there. It's great to see him starting to swing a bat again. Is he going to have the average like he had when he won the MVP? I don't think you're going to see that type of stuff again, but he looks like he's at least a heck of a lot better than he has been in 20 and 21.
You root for a guy like Christian Yelich just because he's a guy that, like, public, everything like that, good guy, never does anything wrong, never says anything wrong. Carried, obviously, Milwaukee the past few years offensively. Last year was a bit of a down year. 2020, obviously, with the shortened season, was his first down season. But I'm not really counting that one. So, I mean, you're hoping he gets back to those 2019, 2018 numbers. I don't think he'll get all the way back there, especially the power, because he was a legitimate 35 home run guy. But I think realistically, he could sit easily in that 25 to 30 range for the next few years.
Yeah, it's looking like it's back there for it, for sure. I don't see the average, but I think the power's there again and stuff like that. And I think, yeah, your 30 is a good number for sure. So, I know you got a couple of injury reports and some other things. Maybe we'll start the second segment with that, Nolan, before we jump into the mindset part of it. Like we said, there's just so many highlights every week and so much to talk about or whatever. It's just overwhelming. So, you know what? It's exciting. Every week is a thrill of walk-offs to everything that you can imagine. So, again, we'll be right back after the break, and we'll get going with the rest of the lineup for Nolan and into the mindset.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. Again, that's 800-449-1759.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Hey, welcome back, Dirtbags. And right before the break, we were just finishing up on some of the highlights, and now we're going to just talk about some of the lowlights. They happen to be part of the lowlights, but they actually lead right into this segment too, as well as you know, the importance of having the right mindset. So, Nolan, before we get going with that, just talk about some of those key injuries to clubs across the major leagues.
So to start out, we get James McCann. He's out at least 6 weeks with a fractured wrist. And I mean, he's just one of those elite catchers that you need in your lineup. Good enough offensive catcher, obviously holds his own, but I mean, he was one of the driving forces there for the New York Mets when they first started making their moves a couple years back, signing free agents and everything like that. I mean, that's a key piece right there. Losing your catcher, especially since he had a lot of trust with those starting pitchers, that's a tough one to overcome.
Yeah, no question about it. You know it, being a catcher yourself. You know how important it is to be back there. And right, you build that relationship with your pitchers. And again, right into the mindset. It really is all your mindset, right? When you can trust your pitcher and they can trust you as a catcher, it's how do you even put a price on it, right? How do you put a value on it? It's one of those intangibles.
Yeah, honestly. It's just something, like you said, I mean, there's confidence between a pitcher and a catcher, and they can get on the same page. Makes a huge difference. So yeah, that one's going to be a tough loss. Sticking with the Mets, obviously, Tyler Miguel having a great rookie season. He's out at least 15 days. He's got inflamed biceps, they said. So, I mean, basically, it's going to be, they're assuming 2 to 3 weeks, depending on how the inflammation recovers and everything like that. But right now, it's just a 15-day IL stint.
Well, that's good news. That's good news. They need a little bit of, for sure. But again, we're seeing pitchers all across the league, right? Going on to those long-term ILs, man. It's not looking good. It's not looking good. And again, you talk about having a resilient mindset, right? And it's easy to sit there and say you're in the pros and stuff like that. You have it, but they're still human beings at the end of the day. And that's why we always talk about it here at Dirtbag Baseball Nation, the importance of, you know, training physically is super important, but there's three components to it, right, Nolan, that we always talk about, and that's the mental, the physical, and the emotional connection that you need. And well, we've been doing it for 2017 now on the mental side of things, and we talk about it, right, from collecting data when we first meet players like we did last week's show and stuff, but that's why it's there, because they may do a lot of stuff physically correct already, but you know, when you get higher, how many players have we come across? How many players have you played with? I played with at the same time. It comes down to the mental side of it. And we just don't get enough of it done at the youth level. And I get it that, you know, youth coaches out there, it's, hey, if you've never played the game at a high level and stuff like that, it's tough to sit there and go, well, yeah, that's easy for you and Nolan to say, Kirk, because this is what you do for a living. Well, it is, and that's why it's important to reach out to us. If you struggle with that part, you need to reach out to us. Again, you can direct message us from Facebook or Instagram. You can email me, Kirk, at dirtbagbaseballnation.com. We'll get you on the right path. We'll help you build that roadmap. But you've got to have it, right?
Yeah,
you've seen the success of it, Nolan.
Yeah, it's essential. And so just adding on to kind of what you said, like the reason that we're doing it for a living is because we were good at it. Like, not to toot our own horns, but we were both good baseball players. Obviously, we went down to college in America, which not a lot of Canadians get the opportunity to do. Then, obviously, went over to France. Both of us played and coached in France. Obviously, you're coaching there now still. But, I mean, it's stuff that, like you said, the mindset plays a huge thing. And right now, you get guys that are, especially rookie pitchers. I'm seeing this a lot out of rookie pitchers. There's guys that come up and they look like they actually want to pitch in the major leagues. And there's guys that are looking right now like they're overwhelmed by being in the major leagues. And I don't know whether that was just because it was a shortened spring training or what the deal was. But, I mean, yeah, you're visibly noticing some of those young guys, even if it's not necessarily a rookie, like a second or a third-year guy, or a guy that's just been moved back to the pen. I'm seeing tons of guys that are struggling with command of the ball and everything like that. And it's stuff that they've been doing since they were kids, so they need to get right back into that positive frame of mind and just get back to dominating like they were when they were kids and when they were coming up in the minor leagues.
Well, You're exactly right. You hit the nail on the head. And you and I talk to scouts all the time and stuff like that. And that's what we always bring up, right? Is look how many pitchers there are across the minor leagues, baseball system. They're throwing 95 plus and they'll never spend one day on a major league field. They just won't. Well, it's not because of their physical ability. It's because of their mental ability. They just don't understand. They can't figure out how to repeat their pitches. They can't figure out how to get those big time players out consistently. They can't figure out how to make those adjustments. I'm not being mean or critical, and you aren't either, but it's the reality of it. They spend so much time trying to throw the ball as hard as they can, as fast as they can, but can you actually pitch? Do you know how to actually pitch within your physicality? Because if you mentally don't know, and it goes for hitting as well, then that's when the emotions start kicking in, right? And you start getting in your own head, like you just talked about. And we've all been there. We've all been there, listeners. You know it. We're not just talking, you know, pulling something out of the air. If you played this game or been involved in this game, when you lose your mindset and your confidence or whatever it is, your emotions start, your breath gets faster, and then your brain goes faster. You're in a whole heap of trouble. Whole heap of trouble. You know, you look down there at Houston right now or whatever and that, Justin Verlander, he comes back off a serious injury or whatever and that, 38, 39 now, and he's shoving. He's shoving game after game. But the rest of that staff, they're lucky to get 5 1/3 innings.
Yeah, I was just about to make that same point, not even just with Justin Verlander. It's a lot of the veteran guys, like the actual veteran guys. Like a guy like Zach Greinke, guy like obviously Adam Wainwright, a few more of those older guys who you just see them going consistently. Even a guy like Charlie Morton, who, I mean, he had to refigure himself out now for the past 4 or 5 years since he's basically been, well, since his last year in Houston and then obviously since he's been with Atlanta, he's been an ace. And it's one of those just, I think, guys just realizing over time, hey, this is actually how you're supposed to pitch. And let's just get back to that frame of mind. Where, like you said, I mean, yeah, I'm seeing a lot of guys coming up, and they're just pure throwers. And they just get in there, and it's just, okay, you know what, I throw 100 and whatever miles an hour, 101 miles an hour, like most relievers are now for some reason in the majors, but they don't really have any control of where their ball's going. So then all of a sudden, they're still getting hit around, and it's like, man, like you're throwing 101 miles an hour. You shouldn't be having a 5 ERA, 6 ERA. I get it that you're playing major league hitters, but you're also throwing 101 miles an hour. You're not pitching 101 miles an hour. And that's the difference. Those guys are just in there and they're just throwing. They're trying to throw it past guys when they need to actually learn how to pitch. Maybe take a couple of miles off, throw 98, 99, which is insane to even say. But all of a sudden you spot up on the corners and you actually mix in your off speeds properly. Now all of a sudden I've become a pitcher instead of just a thrower.
Exactly. And the same thing goes for hitters. I'm going to tell you right now, when I got over here to France or whatever and that, and we're basically semi-pro, I got former draft picks or former minor leaguers in the systems and that. Now, they were all a cup of coffee or whatever and stuff like that, most of them, and that. Some of them were a little longer. But I'll tell you what, I had to break down their whole approach, their whole game plan with hitting. And I'm not being smart. I'm not being critical. I'm not being negative. That's just the reality. And again, I've done it long enough and have enough experience that it didn't overwhelm me. Where most people are like, what do you mean? How could they not have a plan? How could they not have approach? They just don't. They just did not have any plan going up to the dish of how to go against this pitcher. And they would be in 0-2 counts. Every time, or striking out, they tell me about their batting average from last year or whatever and that. All we did was sit down and really think about what they were doing, how they were, or were they even thinking? Did they even have any plan? And the bottom line was they really just didn't have a plan. They really didn't. So it's not just amateur players out there that we're talking about. I'm talking about youth amateur players. It's pro players. It's everything. It's amazing that how much mindset training, mental training is not getting involved. And if you don't do it, you're done. It's that simple. At some point, it's going to bite you in the butt and you are done. You've seen it. You play still with guys like that, Nolan.
Yeah, a lot of guys just rely on their physical abilities. But like you said, the difference between a major leaguer and a triple A minor leaguer, or any minor leaguer for that matter, is usually just the mindset. Now, obviously, there are some physical attributes that come into effect between the difference in a major leaguer and a minor leaguer. But I'm just saying, end of the day, in reality, all that it is just flipping that switch and getting in the right frame of mind. So then that way, okay, I'm going in there with a plan up at the plate. I'm looking for a pitch in a certain location. I'm not looking for a pitch over any quadrant of the plate on an 0-0 count, and I'm just going to swing out of my butt to try and hit the ball a million miles. It's a lot simpler than that. Like, you go up there, you have your plan. All right, this is my 0-0 pitch. This is my 1-0 pitch, 2-0 pitch, 1-1, 1-0, or sorry, 0-1. Stuff like that. Like, you have an actual game plan on what you're supposed to do. It helps simplify your at-bat. And then that way, okay, when that pitch is in that particular region or in that particular area, boom, I can hammer that pitch.
Yeah, and again, if you don't understand what we're talking about, do not be afraid. Do not hesitate. Reach out to us. Message us. Seriously. And we will put a plan together with you. We've got it written down for pitching, hitting, infielding. It doesn't matter. We've got a plan. So reach out to us, and we will get it in your hands, because it's tried and true and it's tested, but it's simple and easy to follow and will make sense. We guarantee it will make sense to you. That's what we do. That's what we live to do. But you have got to build a mindset and an understanding for every position out there. And it's a lot easier than you think it is. So, you know what? We're going to be right back here after the break with the curtain call questions. We got a great lineup of them today and stuff like that. So settle in and we'll be right back.
Progressive's Home Quote Explorer lets you easily compare our direct rates with multiple companies. Now that we've covered something you could do, it's time for sports stuff you definitely could not do.
If you were head coach, you would not have gone for it on fourth down. Your confidence in your play calling ability might be a little overblown, considering you're barely confident in which restaurant to order takeout from, let alone choosing a play in front of 70,000 screaming fans.
But you definitely can use Progressive's Home Quote Explorer to easily compare rates. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Do you have no credit or bad credit? Well, now it's no problem with YourCreditPulse.com. Our experts have the comprehensive knowledge to help you aggressively navigate and remove any irregularities from your credit report. YourCreditPulse.com is the solution you've been looking for, from buying a house or a car or securing your next personal or small business loan. All you have to do to get started with a confidential and free consultation is go to our website at YourCreditPulse.com now. So, get in the good credit game at YourCreditPulse.com.
And now today's rust-eating tip of the day, presented by Freol Deep Penetrating Oil. You're all set for a quick tire rotation until you have a rusted-on wheel. Coat those lug nuts in penetrating oil, let them sit for a few minutes, and you'll have them off in a cinch. Now give a generous spray into each mounting hole, place a 2x4 on the outer edge of the wheel, and smack the wood with a mallet, just enough to create some braking force and vibration. Repeat if necessary. And now a word from Freol.
Stop wasting your time struggling to loosen rusted nuts and bolts. Start using Freol Deep Penetrating Oil. Freol spreads deep into rusted or frozen parts to help release tough bolts and washers. Its formula delivers 3 times more lubricant. That means less sprays, less torque, and less time than any other penetrating oil on the market. It's even silicone-free. Professionals have trusted Freol Deep Penetrating Oil for over 40 years. Now it's your turn. Get Freol today at AutoZone, O'Reilly, and Napa. Look for the silver can.
Have you ever wished the student-athlete in your family could play baseball against teams in the Caribbean? Well, now they can set sail and do just that with Team Avenue Baseball on one of its iconic Caribbean cruise camps. That's right. If they love baseball and want an experience they'll never forget, then you need to call 559-321-6701 or visit teamavenuebaseball.com right now. Founded by former pro ball players, TeamAvenueBaseball.com will lead to the baseball adventure of a lifetime. Call 559-321-6701 now.
Remember your favorite movie moments? Ever thought about collecting them and connecting with your favorite creators? Now you can turn that wish into a reality with Real 8. Real 8 is an inaugural NFT marketplace for fans to collect exclusive behind-the-scenes moments. With Real 8, you can access unique experiences like meeting the cast and crew live. Visit real8.com/USA now to join a community of like-minded fans and get even closer to the films you love. Don't miss the latest NFT drop. Check out real8.com/USA. That's R-E-E-L, the number 8.com/USA.
Welcome back to the Curtain Call Questions, Dirtbags. Hey, good lineup as always in that. Thanks for sending them in to us and appreciate it. Keep them coming. Keep them coming. So, Noli, here we go. First question out of the gate. If season ends right now, would there be a Subway Series? Well, I guess it doesn't have to end now, but the way it's looking anyways, would it be a Subway Series going on, an All-LA Series, or a Big Apple versus Hollywood World Series?
That pre-James McCann injury, I'd say all Subway Series. That injury scares me, though. I'm not going to lie. 6 weeks without your starting catcher. Having backup catchers in there, I get it. They can maybe service the or hold down the fort at least, I guess is the best way of putting it. I don't know, man. LA Angels, I can't really see them making the World Series just because of their pitching staff. They need to go out there and at least get a couple more arms to help out with their guys. Because even Syndergaard there the other night, he got lit up again. Two-thirds of an inning, 6 runs, 4 hits, 2 walks. Dodgers.
Texas.
Dodgers, I mean, Dodgers got depth. Let's be honest. It's the Dodgers. They got tons of money, so they can go out and do whatever they kind of want to. Right now, I'm still looking at Milwaukee Brewers as an NL World Series dark horse team. Like, Freddie Peralta, he's turned around the ship. Their defense is holding down the fort. Rowdy Tellez is having a great year offensively. Obviously, they got Burns, who's right now the front runner for NL Cy Young. Yankees, though, I can't bet against the Yankees right now for the AL. Like, the Yankees are they're a juggernaut. And that's without Cole even being AL Cy Young Gerrit Cole. That's Cole just being another guy, Gerrit Cole, right? Like, Nestor Cortez is AL Cy Young. Jameson Taillon's having a great year. Severino's coming back for him. Like, their offense is healthy.
100%, right? Look at Judge and Stanton alone last week. My God, the numbers they put up or whatever and that. And then, you know what? Great to see Gleyber Torres, for God's sakes. He disappeared for the last 2 years. He's finally back, or at least looks like he's back.
It's funny. They got talking about this last week. The only duo in MLB history to have 50-plus home runs in a season. Who is it? Maris and Mantle. 60 years ago.
Okay.
We got talking about a different guy hitting 60 home runs for the first time in MLB history since that year. Without the steroid guys, obviously. Like, obviously, Maris still, asterisk beside his name, holds the all-time MLB record for home runs. Was 61 and 61. Start of the year, I predicted Vladdy Guerrero Jr. would hit 63. But Stanton and Judge, they could become the second duo in MLB history to have 50 home runs.
I'm not betting against it. That's for damn sure. For sure. So, here's a guy out of Philly, obviously, and stuff. How much will the UCL tear affect Bryce Harper moving forward?
Defensively, obviously, it's gonna impact him all year. Let's be honest. It's something that probably will need off-season surgery. But ever since the news got announced, what did he do? 4 home runs in 4 games? Like, offensively, clearly it ain't bugging him. So... He's one of those guys where he gets on a roll. He's the NL MVP year in, year out. Like, there's a reason he was taken first overall pick. There's a reason why he was the number one draft pick for 5 years before his actual draft came to be. Like, the guy's just a flat out stud. He's done everything in the majors that he can do. Defensively, like I said, it's going to limit his arm. So he's going to not be able to throw a ball maybe 95 miles an hour. He's still going to play good enough defense. He still gets good jumps on balls. He's above average, in my opinion, in terms of fielding, because he's got the speed and everything like that for a right fielder. But, yeah, offensively, clearly it hasn't hindered him at all.
Yeah. I mean, he's missed the last couple of games or whatever, and I think they're maybe looking at that platelet enrichment opportunity or option anyways, whether he does it or not, who knows. But, as far as that hitting goes, man, quiet head, bodies. There he explodes his hips. He's just locked in right now. So hey, as far as the offensive side, you're right, MVP. So here's a good one. Where did Johnny Cueto come from for the White Sox over the weekend? I guess it was Monday night.
Not a clue. I mean, obviously he got the right matchup on Monday, playing the Kansas City Royals, a team that struggled for the most part offensively this year, but Johnny Cueto, all of a sudden, he looked like he was turning back the clock. I saw him touching 93, 94 again. I haven't seen Johnny Cueto touch that in, shoot, I don't know, 5-6 years maybe? Like, because when he was with San Fran, he was sitting high 80s, occasionally touching 91, 92. All of a sudden, revving up to 93, 94 again. His cutter was moving, slider moving, doing the little hip wiggle thingamajigger that he always does, deceiving hitters' timing. I mean, that's a very underrated thing that he does, and he's mastered that craft. But, I mean, hey, more power to you, Johnny Cueto. Hopefully you can hold down the fort until some of those big boys get back healthy.
Well, you hit the nail on the head, right? The White Sox need it. So, hey, first outing, 7Ks, put it in the box. Will the Washington Nationals be able to convince Juan Soto to stay in D.C. long term?
Here's a counter question to you. Do you think they'll be able to sign his brother after this? Because there's no way right now Juan Soto is re-signing with Washington. Like, that is a team that doesn't have a rich system anymore for prospects. Not really much major league talent. It's not like there's a true clubhouse leader there. Like, obviously, Juan Soto's a stud. You throw enough money in front of a guy, sure, it's going to entice him. Let's be honest. If the Nationals throw 12 years, $500 million at him, yeah, I'm probably going to take that if I'm Juan Soto. But let's be honest. No team in baseball should offer that contract. I can't see him signing a long-term contract for less than $350 million. So to me, the Washington Nationals, they're out of luck.
There you have it. Can the Houston Astros win the AL West? We're not talking about a division we're not talking about, the AL overall. Just the AL West with their present rotation.
Losing Odorizzi the other night against Boston, that one's a tough pill to swallow because you don't know what the severity of his injury is. Like, he fell off of the mound and obviously had to get carted off against Boston. So, I mean, that's not something that you ever like to see. But let's be honest, Verlander, he's a great pitcher. McCullers, you need him to come back at some point. I don't know when he'll come back, but he'll come back at some point this year, I'd imagine. Valdez, he's a guy that's been up and down. Realistically, they need to add some veteran pieces. Same as what the St. Louis Cardinals did last year, where they just quietly went out, got a J.A. Happ, got... I can't remember the other lefty's name that they got there as well. But guys that were just quality veterans, held down the innings, made it easier for the bullpens to come in the sixth or seventh innings, and they just threw strikes, let the defense work behind them. Like, Houston still got a good enough defensive team. That offense can still put up 5-6 runs a game, no problem. But that pitching staff, I mean, it hasn't been the same as what it's been the past couple of years. So I'd say realistically, no, I don't think they can win the AL West right now with their current rotation.
Well, that's it, right? There's a few teams that are lacking depth on the pitching staff. And like we said at the top of the show, right, with the amount of injuries and serious-looking injuries, long-term IL injuries, you know, J.A. Happ and a few of those guys, they're available out there. I think you got to be picking up the phone and at least making a call, so... You got to have the depth, and then whoever gets there first or whatever, and that, I don't think it's going to cost you a big money ticket either to get those guys signed. So you got to have depth.
A guy I wouldn't be surprised about is Zach Greinke going back to Houston. He's off to a good start, great veteran, fits in well with the clubhouse. Obviously, everybody knows him there. He's a guy that makes a lot of sense to me. He's just that veteran guy that can come in, eat at least 6 innings, and yeah, he's having a good year.
Well, going off of that then, here's a good question. Should the Pittsburgh Pirates trade Jose Quintana right now and with how he's pitching?
He's their only starting pitcher with a win last time I checked. So, I mean, he's a guy right now, even though he has one win on the year, still got great trade value because ZRA is low, his whip's low, pitching to contact, obviously doing everything that he can. Pittsburgh's limited very much so. If you're Pittsburgh, you're at least picking up the phone and trying to deal him for whatever you can get right now. It's the same as what the Detroit Tigers should have done a few years ago when they had a few of their guys that were absolutely lights out. Same as what Texas should have done when they had Mike Minor when he was on his AL Cy Young run that he had a few years ago, and they didn't deal him until the year after where all of a sudden his trade value plummeted. So if you're Pittsburgh, you got to look at it and realize, okay, we're not competing this year, at least in the NL wild card even. and we got to deal him for whatever we can get. Because right now, yeah, his value's at an all-time high.
Big time. Big time. So back to your Milwaukee Brewers. Is Craig Counsell riding his bullpen too hard?
His team is designed to be ridden by the bullpen, though. Let's be honest. That bullpen is deep, and they got good arms out there. Brad Boxberger, Aaron Ashby, Devin Williams, Josh Hader. Those are the big four that they got riding out them most games. You can live with that, especially if your pitchers can give you 6-5 innings. Like Freddy Peralta, you know he's going to give you probably 5 or 6 most nights. Brandon Woodruff, I don't know what the heck's happened to him this year. He has not looked like the Brandon Woodruff that I predicted to win NL Cy Young. Obviously, he's had a down year, but still a guy that could eat 5-6 innings, no problem. Obviously, Corbin Burns, he's a guy realistically right now could probably go out 7 innings every game. The 4 or 5 guys right now, it's a bit of a toss-up between what they're going to do. But, I mean, yeah, he's not necessarily riding the bullpen too hard. He's riding it the way that it should be ridden there for Milwaukee, in my opinion, because it is a team that, realistically, Hader can eat 2 innings, Williams can eat 2 innings. Aaron Ashby threw 4 innings saved there the other day. So, who are we to kid, man? The guy, he's been the best manager in the NL for the past 5 years.
There you have it. So let's go down to Florida. Is Jazz Chisholm Jr. a future MVP?
I'll be surprised if he doesn't win an MVP in the next 6 years. Realistically, before his tenure in Miami is done, I will be very surprised if he is not an MVP. Because that guy, the flair that he brings, he's the type of personality that fans would vote for, voters would vote for. Always got the smile on his face, kind of like a young Lindor to me almost. So he's a guy that realistically should win MVP. Now, obviously, he's going up against some big juggernaut guys. But he's a guy, I mean, this year alone, 300 average. I could very easily see him being a 300, 400, 500 guy in the near future. Just because, yeah, he can hit those triples, no problem. He can swipe some bases. Obviously, he doesn't really have the power to go opposite field. So his power numbers might be in the 20 to 25 range for home runs. But realistically, if Miami can make the playoffs, it's because he's the one carrying that stick.
Yeah, I agree with you, man. What do you think his stolen bases are to go with that MVP? So if you're sitting around a 300, 310, let's say, average, let's say he goes 28, 29 home runs, what do you think he needs for steals to clinch that MVP?
I genuinely think within the next 6 years, he could be a Christian Yelich type where he gets the 30-30. I'm not saying high 30-30s. I'm saying he could very easily get about 31, 32 bombs just with his swing and steal about 38 bases.
He's got those long limbs, doesn't he? I mean, when he gets those arms extended and that, and of course, he's that young. He's got that fast twitch muscles. He gets through a ball and it just jumps. It jumps. You know, he's got a little bit of a young Bryce Harper in him, and the fact that, you know, you're exactly right. You got to tame the wild horse a little bit, but yet you don't want to tranquilize him, if that's the right way of saying it either.
I think he's a stallion, man. I think you just got to let him go. Let him off the reins and let him run wild. Like, because they got the right vets there to keep him in line. But at the same time, you got to let the kid be a kid. You got to let him have his fun, because that's his MO, man. He's a guy, wild side. You see him always dye in the hair, different colors and everything like that. But just a dude that loves baseball.
Yeah, absolutely right. And I think I got to agree with you. By the looks of it, Johnny Baseball is allowing him to do just what you said. He's really letting him go with it and run with it. And it's awesome for baseball. So, you know what, Dirtbags, great questions. Keep them coming. And we'll be right back after the break with our final thoughts.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, face the facts. You made a mistake. You made a bad purchase. A timeshare is not an investment. It's a money pit that continues forever. If you use your timeshare, that's great. But if you don't and you want to legally get out of your contract, call my friends right now at the Timeshare Exit Hotline. They're an experienced team of lawyers who help good people like you get out of a timeshare contract that they just don't want. Don't throw away your money on maintenance fees. Use it for things you really want. We can help you end your timeshare contract and stop the money drain immediately. If you're ready to move on with your timeshare, call our team right now.
Cancel your timeshare now with a free call.
800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. That's 800-824-5131.
Welcome back, and it's time for our final thoughts for this episode. Nolan?
Steve Aoki, stick to being a DJ, my friend. That was in God awful first pitch. I don't know if anybody saw it out there. I'm really hoping you guys did, because it was blowing up on Instagram. But he went to Fenway, threw out the first pitch on Monday, and he threw it over, obviously, the back netting onto, like, they have the netting that kind of runs all the way up to the old broadcast booth area there. He threw it about a quarter of the way up there. Like, I've seen some bad first pitches from guys like 50 Cent and Snoop Dogg and stuff like that. But my goodness, that was just absolutely atrocious. Yeah, so Steve Aoki, just stick to the DJing, dude. Let the baseball players throw the first pitch.
I can't even jump in on that one. That's a great final thought, and we're going to leave it right there. So, you know what, Dirtbags, make sure you go to dirtbagbaseballnation.com to find your favorite Dirtbag swag in the college playbook. Be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel at Dirtbag Baseball Talk for all our latest videos. And again, this week we're going to have on Tamari Story Harden, one of our sponsors with Team Avenue Baseball. So make sure you watch that. That'll be available on Friday, 10:30 a.m. And hey, always follow us and direct message us on Instagram and Facebook at Dirtbag Baseball Nation with any and all of your questions you have for us. If you would, you want to, you know what, have us look at a product. We're always reviewing products. We got a couple on the shelf right now that we're looking at, and trying to get a better understanding to make sure that it's a game changer for you, and that's all we do. Is focus on making sure that, hey, if it's tried and tested and true to us, and we know that it's data tested, hey, we're all in on it and stuff like that. And we're going to bring it to you and make sure you're aware of it. So, or hey, you know what? You want to become a sponsor with us? Send those messages out to us for sure. And you know what? That's what it's all about. We're all working hard in this nation, wherever you are. So big shout out to our armed forces, servicemen and women, as always. And, hey, we do it for you. We can't do it without you. So keep those questions coming. Keep those comments coming. And that's what it's all about at the end of the day. So you know what, Nolan? You know what, Dirtbags? It's time to get up, get after it, and get dirty. Nolan, do what you do.
Hey, thanks for listening once again, Dirtbags. Stay tuned because it's going to be a hell of a ride.